count my blessings along life's way. Wake up in the morning thanking the Lord for giving me another day. We don't know how blessed we are to be able to hear, see, feel, smell, taste, and walk. All the basic things we take for granted, like possessing the ability to talk. God made us in the image of Him. We have ears to hear, arms and hands to hold our loved ones near, legs to walk to take us where we need to go, and eyes to see and look up to the heavens to thank Him up above. He even gave us a brain to reason and think for ourselves. But more importantly, He gave us a heart with the ability to love. I thank God for the fresh air I breathe deeply, for the smell of beautiful flowers. Oh, how wondrous they are to gaze upon as I pass away the hours. The green of the grass, plants, and trees, the wondrous sky and its brilliant blue. How wonderful all of these are. I thank the Lord for all He has made for me and you. He miraculously provided all of this beauty for us to enjoy. Please, let's take care of it and make provisions that they are not destroyed. We don't realize how blessed we are. We tend to take everything for granted because daily it's there for us. Therefore, without thinking, we blindly trust. We don't think about those who do not have what we have. There are people who would love to be able to sleep in a warm, cozy bed or even have one meal per day. People who sleep in the streets out in the cold with no one to love them as they grow old. We are so fortunate to be able to live the way most of us do here in the United States, and we are so greedy, never satisfied with what we have. We always want more, wish and strive for more, more, more than what we need. We strive for what we want, not what we necessarily need. Doesn't God provide for the trees, the birds? What makes us think that if He provides for the least of His creations, that He does not provide for us, the ones who have His resembling features? Let's stop being so covetous of things we do not necessarily have to have and be thankful for the life that God has provided us to live. Some people are so much more fortunate than others that they walk around like they don't even know their sisters and brothers. Why is love being replaced with jealousy, hatred, and disparity? We need to learn the meaning of love for our fellow man and have charity. Do we give to those less fortunate than ourselves? What if we were down and out? We would want and expect help from those who have it to give. So why not give to those who are less fortunate than us so they can better live? Be fair to others. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And God will bless you for all the kind things that you do. So count your blessings along life's way. For you see, God has been taking care of you in each and every way. Yes, He has. There's none like Him. Amen.